to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Monday again. Time going by like 90 going north. 90 going north. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, I'm going to get to it in a minute. Because I do have a new one, and I don't think we've used this one before. In the meantime, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, you can, and you just can't sit and watch, but you would like to hear it live anyway. You can podcast, but then you can listen on your phone to the show as it is happening, no matter where you are and what you're doing, anywhere in the world. You can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And I want to say to my producer, I forgot to tell him, I have a question for my experts. It was on my mind. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't know if I asked that yesterday in the fellowship. And so I thought, well, let me ask my expert just to get feedback from it. And they're experts on things like this and other things, too. So I'm going to want my experts in when we finish this opening there. It's Monday. And not only does rainy days and Mondays build me up, Monday, and we take all calls, but Mondays, because we love the females, Mondays is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies.
Soul,
we've been lied to for so long.
I do believe we shall overcome someday. So I have a brand new biblical question. And We dealt with last week, remember, question in yesterday's fellowship. If you were not there or you didn't catch it live, you can podcast at rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/church. And last week, biblical question was, are you affected by words? If so, why? If not, why not? And I put that question there because some of you know I do a lot of counseling around the country by phone, Skype, or walk-in, individual and family counseling. And so far, everyone that I have counseled, so far, and some and the others I haven't, just talking to them, they are affected by words. And it is abnormal. Even in the good old days when I was growing up, we were taught by examples, and we were told sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never harm me. And so we were taught not to be affected by words. And so even before waking up, I knew that it shouldn't matter what people said, whether it was friendly words or negative words. And so that's kind of part of me. I've never thought about what people say. And I know already that I knew already before now that the very same people who can be friendly with you can at an instant be nasty with you. All it takes is you to say the wrong thing or disagree with anything, and then they tick and everything changes. And so we were taught not to be affected by what people said or did. I mean, oh, yeah, or did, as long as it's not hurting you physically. And so I also know that you, when you overcome the world inside of you and outside of you, because when you overcome the world inside of you, you're going to overcome words. And it's going to be strange. Don't try to do this on your own. It'll happen naturally as you are overcoming words. You will overcome the words that is being repeated in your imagination, your thoughts, which are not your own. The evil spirit, evil demons, they always give you some kind of words about something, about the past or future, or about yourself or whatever, and you're overreacting to those words. You are overreacting to those words. And then once you overreact, instead of being aware of what's going on the inside, you look outside and then you blame somebody else for what you're thinking, the words that you're having. And you don't recognize that they're coming from the imagination. They're not your words. They're not real, so that you can stop overreacting. And the moment you learn not to overreact to words in your imagination, thoughts, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, you will automatically stop overreacting to words from other people. You won't be bothered either way by it. You won't judge them, but you won't be hurt by it either. But you got to overcome the words inside of you first. The real life and the real way to live is without words. Now, you communicate with words, but you're supposed to be communicating consciously with words. And when you communicate consciously with words, you're not affected by them. But if you communicate unconsciously with words, you're affected by what you hear in your head and what you say and what others say. It is abnormal, people, for you to be affected by words. It's an abnormal state of being. That's not the way you were created to live. And that's why the spirit of truth, you can call him God or whatever you want to call him, he will cause you to overcome words and to live the voice, the wordless life, the knowing and not the belief. the knowing and not the thoughts. It's so amazing. We've been messed up. Our parents and the rest of the world spend 18 years screwing us up, and then we spend the rest of our life trying to overcome it. What the? It just doesn't seem fair, huh? But it is. It's fine. You can overcome if you want to. It's up to you. Really. And you can overcome right now. It doesn't take but the blinking of an eye to overcome. Isn't that amazing? So you should not, and yes, you are affected by words. Believe me. So don't lie to yourself about it. Don't lie to yourself about it. Just lie. At least admit, you know what? I am bothered by words. Then you'll overcome it. But if you lie and say you're not, and pretend that you're not, you're suffering. And you will continue to suffer. But be honest with yourself. Even if you don't want to say it out loud, at least be honest with yourself. You are bothered by words. You're affected by so-called good words and bad words. And that's why people are able to build you up and tear you down. But I promise you, you can live a life. Just imagine, on this earth, with all these nasty, evil, vicious, wicked human beings, you cannot be affected if you wanted to. You don't have to be affected. With your loved ones who try to tear you down, with your mama who build an army against you and try to tear you down when you don't do what she wants you to do, you cannot. You can live a life and not be affected by words at all. It's up to you. This is your life. It's a gift given to you by God. Do what you want with it. You spend a lifetime being affected or spend a lifetime not being affected. It's up to you. You can be enslaved or you can be free. And so, I have a brand new biblical question. It feels like I asked this before. Maybe we discuss it at some point, but I'll go with it anyway. What is courage? What is courage? I'm looking at this video they put together. Look like this man going through the gates of hell. What the? The gates of hell is in Israel, in this old city where Christ visited, and he made the statement that something like, what did you say? Not even the gates of hell can...
will not prevail against it.
Huh?
The what? Gates of hell will not prevail against my kingdom or something like that.
Yeah. That's a location in an old... he visited that location. And it's a tomb. I mean, it's a dark tunnel, and the blackness is not like regular black darkness. It's like evil black. And if you go down in there, you can't come out because you're going down into hell. And if people lived there at one time and everything, it's an old torn down city now. It's like a visiting place, but there is a location in Israel where the, a city where there is the tunnel of where the gates of hell, where Christ spoke. So instead of hating the Jews, you better be trying to go to Israel and walk through the Bible. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, that thou art Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church, and even the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16:18. What does that mean, that art Peter?
He renamed Simon to Peter.
But what did that have to do with the gates of hell?
Because Peter means rock. And on this rock, he'll build his church, and the gates of hell won't prevail against it.
That's amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Christmas, some air.
Indeed.
You sleepy?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, like
it. I'm just relaxed.
You high?
No. High on life.
So, that's my brand new biblical question. What is courage? What is it? And I can't wait for the feedback on this one. And it's for those who want to overcome your misery. For those who don't want to overcome your thrills and your hell, you stay in it. It's not for you, really. But it's for those who want to live from within and not from without. What is courage? So I have a question for my experts. I'm still waiting on the black one. How come black people are always late? He was trying to answer the phone right there.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. He's here. And so from my left and your right, the host of the Hake Report. Hake, the host of the Hake Report, Monday through Friday from 9 to 11, and an expert here on Jesse Lee Peterson. And to the middle of, to the right, to the left of Hake and the right of me, my producer of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Derek. He black. And the host and the expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And then to my far right and your far left, the American Anchor Baby. Nick, the host of the American Anchor Baby, and the expert and an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And then to my 4-4 right and your 4-4 left.
He's on the right as well.
My right.
No, he's on our right too.
Oh, yeah?
Look at him on the screen.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
The farthest right. That's right.
That's right. the producer of Punchy TV and a host here on the, an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. My question I want to know, I was thinking about this after the meeting last night, yesterday, the fellowship. Check out the fellowship. It was amazing. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Derek, you want to go to Israel to visit the gates of hell?
That doesn't sound fun.
Why not? It is fun. As long as you don't go down in there.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I've got to look that up. I don't know about that.
Did you know it was in the Bible about the gates of hell would not prevail?
Yeah, I saw that, but that part in Israel, I think I've heard about it, but it doesn't sound safe.
It's an old city. Nobody lives there now. And you go visit, but so you go to this tunnel thing, but you don't go down in there. But they tell you what it is, and there's some little history written there about what it is. And it's where Christ. Don't you want to go where Christ walked? Where Christ walked?
Did they pull up the internet, the Gates of Hell imagery?
Oh, they can find it.
I bet you they could.
Are those people from the Gates of Hell?
Who, us?
Those women up there on that video. No.
I'm not sure. I can't see that monitor.
Oh, okay. If you guys do find an image of it, let me know. Ask AI.
AI.
But anyway, so you would like to go and see it?
I don't think so. That doesn't sound
fun.
But
I thought you loved Christ. He went there. What are you afraid of?
I mean, you want
to be like Christ?
The whole Israel-Gaza situation, I think I'll sit down and wait for that to handle itself.
What do you mean?
I mean, they're at war over there, so.
But they're not fighting in this area.
Oh, yeah.
Believe me, you're safer in Israel than you are in America.
Oh, man.
See, there it is. That's the gates of hell.
Oh, man.
And it's scary when you're there, but you don't go in it. You walk close to it like that, and you see it, and you look down in it. So from outside, you look in, and it's dark. It's like a wicked darkness. That's why Christ was there.
Mm.
Do you want to go now?
You know, with me being black and me being, I guess, a Gentile, I don't think I want to go over there. I don't think so. Because of how they treated Brandon Tatum, they spit on him and stuff like that. I was like, nah, I'm straight.
What?
Yeah.
And so that's why you don't want to go? I don't know what you're talking about with Brandon and spitting, but that's why you don't want to go?
Yeah. I think I'm all right.
Oh. So you're going to live your life based on what happens to somebody else?
Well, with just the recent conflict, that's pretty much it. I don't want to be anywhere near that type of stuff. I'm just trying to stay safe. I mean, in America, you can sometimes see it coming, but out there, it's like, that's unfamiliar territory. I don't know about that.
How about you don't want to see where Christ died and the tomb that he stayed in and then he rose the third day? You don't want to go in that tomb and see where he laid?
I mean, that'd be cool. Yeah, I'd check that out. But
the very tomb?
Uh-huh.
Are they sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a real deal. But I'll wait till the conflict's out. Yeah, I'll just wait. I'll wait it out. I mean, it'd be cool to see, but remember, we've got eternity to look forward to, so.
Who?
Eternity to
Who
look
that?
Forward to. It's after this life. Eternity with the Father.
But you're going to be dead then.
But you'll be with the Father.
But you want me to go to Israel?
I don't know.
And I wouldn't count on that you're going to be with it when you die.
See, that's crazy. That's insane.
Why?
No, man. As a Christian, you're supposed to know you're going to heaven, right? You're not supposed to know? You're
no,
just supposed
you
to bank
know
on it?
That? You have a way to see, buddy. Only God knows the heart, and he knows who you're going to let in.
That's why I think that's why I read scripture so heavy. It's like there's a guarantee. You've got to walk in boldness, right?
You wouldn't be afraid to go to Israel if you walked in boldness. Uh-huh.
Well, the thing is there's stuff going on over there, and I wouldn't walk into traffic. I'd say that. So I'm cautious.
What are you talking about? I have no idea. I feel like we're talking two languages.
I'm just saying there's a conflict going on over there.
There's always been conflicts over there.
Yeah, but.
And yet you're safer over there than you are in America.
I don't know.
No, I promise you that.
I'm black. You think they'll accept me? I'm black.
What?
Aren't they like racist over there?
No.
They're not?
Why is black they everybody racist against them?
I'm kind of playing. I'm kind of playing, but I'm kind of not. I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah,
but
just,
anyway. You're missing out, buddy. But I have this question two questions I was pondering. One is, are you living your own life? Are you living your own life? When you say Hake, are you, Hake, living your own life?
No.
And why you say no?
Because I'm like influenced in my mind from what I'm thinking I'm supposed to be doing or what other people might think and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Amazing. How about you, Derek? Are you living your own life?
Yeah, I think so.
And what is your own life?
My
Why
own.
Why do you think you are living your own life?
Because even when I mess up or I try to be something, I'm still living my life, and I can give a testimony about it, and it could help somebody else out. So I think it's still my life, even if I don't think it is. It's still mine. I'm in this body, you know. thinking these, or at least these thoughts are appearing in my mind, and I'm acting on certain ones. I'm feeling these things. It's like it's my life, technically. So
that's your life?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And what do you say, Nick? Anchor baby.
What an amazing question. I gotta say, no. It's been the. This is the story. This is the story of my life. It's like knowing since little, and I didn't even know it exactly like this. That I'm not living my life. I'm living someone else's fears. I've been. I'm trying to shine, be myself, whatever that means. But I'm afraid, or I feel like I should do it how someone else says, and that's just been the story of my life. I heard you say, anger and thoughts control us years ago, and I just knew I was getting closer, but I got to stay honest with myself, because at this point, thoughts, fears, you know, they have some hold. And if it's even a little bit, I got to stay honest. The answer is I'm not living totally my own life.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And so have we ever used this as a biblical question?
What, are you living your own life?
Yeah.
It's possible. I'm not sure. I don't.
Maybe we should make this a biblical question. Huh?
Maybe.
How about you, Kurt? Are you living your own life?
Yes.
And why do you say yes? What is your own life?
I don't know what else I would be living but my life right now. That's what I'm living.
Close. You are living your own life.
Yes.
And what do you mean by that? How do you know you're living your own life?
I'm just living my life.
Meaning what?
I'm experiencing it. I'm not living anyone else's life.
That's it?
Yes.
You failed the test.
Okay. And the other thing I was wondering about yesterday, excuse me, yesterday in the Sunday fellowship, somehow or another, expecting an emergency, should we prepare for an emergency? Something like that. Remember that?
Yes. Oh.
You remember that? How did that go?
Save for an emergency.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, should we save for an emergency?
Part of it was, you want me to explain the context?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this gal quit her job to get a better job, and this guy justified her quitting her job to go find a better job, supposedly, in some other place, as she wasn't able to save for an emergency. And that justified upending your life with what was just enough to seek after something else.
And then she ended up going back to the same job.
Same type of job.
Right. Right, the same type of work, yeah. And are you expecting an emergency? Do you prepare for an emergency in your life?
No, I don't really think like that. Although I do have this sense of impending doom sometimes. So I'm like, oh boy. Oh boy. So it does get in my head.
Really?
Yeah.
How about you, Derek? Do you prepare for an emergency?
Yeah.
You do?
I do. I do. All right. And we got the break coming up, so I'll save it.
Let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Amazing. Back in a moment. Christmas is coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. A little, just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. I'm going to get to your calls here in a minute and your super chat. Announcement. Starting today and all the way through Sunday, from today to Sunday, a special on cameos, a special going on shout-outs on cameo, personal shout-outs. So, if ever that was a time to get do a shout-out, now, with this special going on for 1 week only, personal shout-outs, birthdays, wedding shout-out, hello shout-outs, encouragement shout-out, Merry Christmas shout-out, Happy New Year shout-out, Happy Kwanzaa, or whatever. Well, I don't know about Kwanzaa. Well, I do Kwanzaa. But Hanukkah shout-out, whatever the shout-out is, I'll do them for you. Go to Cameo. There's a special for a week. Cameo. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And then check out last week's episode of Punchy's TV. It was amazing. Punchy's TV. Punchie.tv. 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 Amazing. And the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. I want to go quickly back to my question for my experts. Then we'll get to your calls. Derek, you say you prepare for an emergency.
Right. Sorry. Yeah, I do.
And why?
You never know when there's going to be a rainy day. And you might be bombarded with payments that you need to make. So you got to be prepared.
And what kind of emergency are you expecting?
Maybe a hospital bill, maybe a disaster, maybe the end of the world, you know, things like that.
So you prepare for the end of the world?
Yeah, the end of this world that I'm in, maybe.
And so how do you prepare for the end of the world?
You save up, spend less than you earn. Invest,
and so
things
would
like
you.
That.
So when the end of the world should happen, if it should happen, what do you? How do you? What you gonna do with the money?
What am I gonna do with the money?
Yeah,
I'm gonna leverage it. If they don't accept money, I'll try to accumulate whatever else they've got.
But how will you do that if there's no world?
There's gonna be a world. There's gonna be a dark underworld where, you know, There's going to be some dark economy, some black.
So then it won't be the end of the world.
It'll be the end of this world that we know.
What do you mean?
Meaning how we operate right now, it's going to be the end of this world. You know, they're going to probably be exchanging gold or something, maybe rubies or something.
Well, how would they do that if the world has ended?
Well, this world will end and a new world will come about, a type of new world order, if that makes sense. So, and we're just thinking, you know, hypothetically.
Who?
So we are.
We're talking thinking that way.
What? Yes, we are. This is we're talking about an underworld.
I'm not thinking that way at all.
I'm not the only one talking. Okay. I'm all right.
You know, we're talking about that.
You guys aren't in on this too? Am I the only one?
So you think
I'm alone.
So you think this world gonna end?
Yeah, I think so.
And then you say at the end of this world, you're going to be able to spend money and invest.
Well, this is all hypothetical. I don't know if there's some type of a nuclear war that breaks out and everything that we know ceases to exist, then something else is going to emerge. So, and I don't know, but we're not talking about that. I'm not focusing on that, Tom. I'm focusing on I'm not focusing on that type of stuff. I'm focusing more on like, let's say you need to make a payment on a vehicle or something like that that costs $10,000 and you need $10,000. You should have that set aside somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what you're expecting?
Just in case. Just in case. I don't know.
And then, are you expecting an emergency, and are you prepared?
I'm not expecting an emergency. I do think about it sometimes, and I think about...
You think about what?
About emergencies happening and, the world's so crazy, anything can happen, war's going to break. I don't know. I think that sometimes. Like, stuff like that could happen. I do think that.
And do you prepare for it?
I lightly prepare for things. I do. And although I don't... I don't believe the world's going to end like Derek was saying necessarily, like knowing it. I do think some of the things he says, like I'm trying to like build up like wealth or whatever, you know, whatever, hold on to what I have, make sure I have enough for a rainy day, 3 months of rent in advance type deal. I've been meaning to get a bug out bag going.
What?
A bug out bag. A bag that you have ready to go should anything happen. And you just grab that bag and go. You're ready to go.
And are you expecting something to happen?
I don't know what would happen. And I need a bug out bike. But yeah, I got the fitness working.
You said, I'm sorry, what's
the
bug out bike?
I got the self-protection working. A bug out bag. It's a bag you put together before that you plan ahead of in case anything happens so that you need to bug out
if in a moment's notice.
Like if we need to evacuate Los Angeles.
Important documents, money, maybe...
You have a bag that has
weapon.
Clothes and food. And
I disavow.
That's true. I've seen the movies. Yeah, he's smart.
I don't know. I think video games taught me this or something, but I think about it sometimes.
What taught you that?
Maybe video games. Maybe the internet.
And are you expecting and do you prepare for emergency, Derek?
Kurt.
I'm not.
Kurt.
I hear about it from a lot of people.
You about what?
Oh, the end times, stuff like that. But I don't prepare for it, and only God knows when and if that will happen.
So you don't prepare for an emergency?
No.
And why not?
Just give it up to God.
What?
I just give it up to God.
Give what up to God?
I mean, what's the need in worrying about that and preparing for that? That's just putting stress on yourself.
Amazing. And, James, you say you prepare and expect an emergency, too?
No, I just have a sense of, like, dread. But I do like to have different bags and stuff in my car, always ready. To like
he's prepared.
Stay the night a few nights out in the mountains or wherever.
in the mountains again. So the police can come and find you.
Not again.
Again.
But it's not about, it's more just being prepared in general for, hey, I want to take a jog here. Or, hey, I want to, I need to dress warm. I'm in the mountains. It's cold. Stuff like that. I like to have shoes and
But are
clothes.
You prepare and expect an emergency just in case an emergency comes?
I mean, yeah, I sort of do. I used to keep a gas can in my
car. I remember that. He used to keep a gas can. I'm like, man, you're going to get killed. Somebody hits your car in the back. It's over.
I don't think it works
like
that.
I've never done that ever.
I think it's kind of normal, actually, because people have that in their trucks. People carry a gas can in their trucks.
Special gas cans that you strap to the outside of the truck, I think.
Outside, inside.
I guess so.
I'd pass out all the fumes in the air. I don't know.
It doesn't let fumes out. It's in the. It was in the trunk. It was totally fine, but they talked me out of it. They made fun of me. I'm like, oh, now I have more room.
Yeah, that's insane.
I never used it because I always refill my tank at half to a quarter. FEMA says to do that.
You always do what?
Refill your gas tank at a half to a quarter full.
And who told you to do that?
My brother and FEMA.
Who is FEMA?
Federal Emergency Management something.
Oh.
The government.
Those people that Trump getting rid of.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I don't know if he get rid of. Oh, he said they're no good because they didn't help the white people.
Yeah.
So in closing, yeah, I get you some calls. You are not living your life.
Correct.
And you do prepare for emergencies.
I like to have water and yeah, yes.
And when do you get the idea that an emergency will happen?
My imagination.
Has there ever been an emergency in your life?
No, I end up just accumulating a bunch of water bottles everywhere and crap. Cluttered up car. I can barely function in my car.
And Derek, you are living your own life?
Yes.
And you do prepare for an emergency?
Yes, I do.
And when you get the idea an emergency might happen?
Well, I had one just the other week.
Have you ever had an emergency in your life?
Yeah.
You've had an emergency in your life?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had a real emergency. I was playing football and I fractured my femur, so... That's a real emergency.
How was that an emergency? Oh, you went and took care of it, right?
Yeah.
You didn't have to prepare for that. You just went and took care of that, right?
But, I mean, I had some money left over just in case.
But you went and took care of that in the moment, right?
Yeah, I went to the hospital. What? I went to the hospital. I couldn't help it.
Is that the big bone?
Yeah.
And then... You are living your own life, you say, or not?
Nah.
I'm sorry?
I got to be honest.
And you prepare for emergency, right?
I do some lightweight preparing in my life. And it's weird. I call them emergencies, but, you know, I have some money. Something happens to my car or whatever. I'm like, glad I sort of prepared. And I have some lightweight dreams of preparing for big emergencies. But I just haven't gotten around to doing it.
Have you ever had an emergency in your life so far?
I call them emergencies, yeah. Like my car breaking down or having to go get my puffer for asthma when the fire started out.
And so you just went in the moment and took care of that.
Yeah, that's not an emergency, not the puffer. The asthma puffer's not an emergency. But I do call some things emergencies.
Okay, and Kurt, you are in control of your own life.
No.
Oh, you're not in control of your own life. And do you prepare living for emergency?
You mean living his own life?
Are you expecting and prepared emergency for emergency?
No.
You don't? Oh, okay. But you're not living your own life.
I am.
Oh, you are living your own life, and you don't prepare for emergency?
Yes.
Okay. Amazing. Interesting. Nick.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you, where did you get the idea that an emergency will happen? You said
movies,
the video game.
Yeah. And the news.
For me, it was Well, I don't know. We always had, as kids, we always had an earthquake supply.
Oh, yeah. I had hurricanes growing up, too.
In our trailer, and in the, you brought your earthquake snacks to school and kept it in there. And then at the end of the year, the apple juice was all, like, fermented.
You said earthquake snacks?
Yeah.
Wait, what are you talking about?
You bring a gallon Ziploc bag with your earthquake apple juice, earthquake granola bar.
To school.
Yeah, to school, and leave it there so that if there is an earthquake, you have your, every kid has his bag that he brought from home.
And so were there an emergency or?
All year there was.
That's amazing.
There may have been an earthquake, but we didn't access the emergency food.
That's how government scams are created. You just explain government scams.
But they tricked you
into
doing it yourself. That's smart.
And so, Nick, when you get the idea that an emergency can happen, prepare for an emergency.
I don't know. Just looking at stuff and then getting ideas, seeing hurricanes growing up, and we had to go and like batten down the hatches. That's a ship thing, I think. And then we had to go away, and then. Hearing people say you should be prepared, they may not like this term, but what do they call them, preppers?
Yes, in 2007 we were watching YouTube.
I was watching a bunch of them.
Prepper channels.
Oh,
we talk about cool knives and flashlights and things.
Right.
And there, Kurt, you don't prepare for an emergency, right?
No.
Oh, okay. So you don't get the idea that you should prepare for emergency?
I've heard about it, and people told me growing up. I had this one teacher tell us growing up, beans and bullets. You got to have beans and bullets always stored in case of
Based.
You run out of food.
That's a real American white
man.
Yeah,
and so I respected that growing up.
And did you stock up on beans and bullets?
I didn't.
You did not?
No, I didn't.
I'm about to holler. That's really good.
Amazing. Okay, I want to know, are you living your own life? And do you prepare for emergency? I want to know out there, folks, really. That's the question for today and maybe this whole week. Let me go to Emmanuel out of San Diego, California. Emmanuel, you are on the air. Emmanuel? Get off your...
There he is.
Can you hear me?
I can now, yes.
Okay, hey.
Hey.
I wanted to ask you.
Ask!
For some advice.
Okay.
How do you deal with the death of close ones, loved ones, very recent ones? Because I'm 28 years old, and I've noticed that a handful, maybe like four or five, but I've seen some of my family members and some of my friends, they've been dying. And this, the reason I call is because I had this dream just yesterday where I was speaking to my friend who died last year around this time of the year. And I was talking to him on the phone in the dream, and I was lost driving, and I called him to ask him, hey, man, where are you? And he said, hey, I'm listening to you. And within the dream, I realized, and I told him, I said, wait, I forgot you died. And he told me, yeah, but I'm still listening to you. He was found dead in the bathroom of his house. Another one of my friends that I wanted to bring out and comment on was murdered. The year before that, And the other one in the same year was murdered also. He was murdered down in over there in Mexico. He was shot to death. The other one was stabbed to death. This other one was shot to death. And I wanted to ask you, how do you cope or I don't know, think about it?
How do you think about it?
Yeah.
How do you think about people who are dying around you?
Yeah.
You think about it by not thinking about it. It's happening to them. It's not happening to you. And it should not be affecting your life at all. It's not happening to you. It's happening to them.
Okay. That's true. I know that's true.
And so knowing that it happened to them and not to you, why would you be affected by it?
You know, the reason why is because, to be honest, completely honest, is because sometimes, this is the negative part. Sometimes it feels like, okay, these people are all falling around me. And I do get this very bad thought that what if I'm, you know, on the way, something like that, because none of them did anything. And I mean this. They were not involved with anything. There are people that are involved with things. These people right. were not involved with anything.
But so still, it happened to so them. Easy. It still happened to them and not to you. And you shouldn't even get into the thoughts that it can happen to you. You just live your life having no expectation. You'll be fine. You're into thoughts, and that's why you're tripping. And it feels like it's happening to you, or it could happen to you, because you're into thoughts. And drop those thoughts. It's a setup. And again, may their souls rest in peace, you know. But it didn't affect you because it didn't happen to you. It only affect you in the mind, and you think that you're being affected by it, and you're not. It's just a thought. You are not being affected at all. Your life is going to go on. It's just a thought. Come out of the thoughts about it and stop identifying with it.
Okay. Can I ask you one more thing?
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Because I understand that it didn't happen to me.
Not at all.
I know. I do understand it.
And by you feeling anything about it, it's just an illusion as well. It's a false feeling. It's just a thrill.
Yeah. Can I ask you another thing?
Yes.
So I grew up with a father who was a criminal.
Can you hold on for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let me take a break so I can be fair with you. Hold on. Two more hours to go to hate news, not the fake news is coming. The hate news and not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. Two more hours. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
A whole
lot of mess going on in this old here world. This is the end of hour one already of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It's Female Monday, all right? But men are allowed welcome to call in to the Jason Lee Peterson Show. There is one line open. You, whether man or woman, young or old, can call in to the Jason Lee Peterson Show, 888-77-JESSE, 888-775-3773, J-E-S-S-E. And it is hate news, not fake news. Right now, Comedy Nonsense Network CNN reports the nominations for the 83rd Golden Globes will be announced today. I think that has to do with the best in television or something like that, in film and television. I don't know. That's what they think. An affordability crisis, so-called. The Trump administration has voiced optimism and urged patience as Americans continue to face persistently high prices. Thanks, Obama, Biden, and the rest. From groceries to housing, but a growing number of Republicans worry that the economy could drag the party down in the midterm elections. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, B-E-S-S-E-N-T, seems like perhaps a solid guy, sought to ease those concerns on Sunday, telling CBS far-left so-called news that the U.S. will shift toward prosperity next year and move past today's affordability problem. And he acknowledges the problem. A recent Gallup poll found 40%, 4-0, of Americans rated economic conditions as poor in November, up from 37% in October. And presidential power. The Supreme Court, so-called, today will grapple with our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's power to fire the heads of independent agencies. The court will hear arguments in a case stemming from Trump's decision in March to fire that woman, Rebecca Kelly Slaughter. Nice name. I like that name. From the Federal Trade Commission, despite a supposed federal law that attempts to insulate the agency from political pressure by permitting its members to be removed only for inefficiency, neglect of duty, or malfeasance in office. Trump had provided no such justification, claims Comedy Nonsense. The court's ruling is all but certain to influence other cases, raising similarly weighty separation of powers questions. And will there be peace in where is Ukraine? Is that the Far East? Is it the Middle East? It's not the Middle East. It's not exactly the Far East. I don't even know. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will meet with European leaders in London today, as I guess you could call it Eastern Europe. Maybe. After days of fraught peace talks with the Trump administration officials, and Ukrainian negotiators spent the weekend in Miami. Sounds nice, huh? Trying to finalize a U.S.-backed plan to end Russia's war, but left without a breakthrough. The Ukrainian ambassador to the United States said the difficult issues remain, but both sides continue to be working to be shaping realistic and acceptable solutions. As Russia vows to seize more land, Kiev is demanding firm security guarantees to avoid giving up additional territory. And you know what the Thai and the Cambodians were fighting? Remember that? The border situation? Thailand launched airstrikes against Cambodia today. Wow, marking the potential collapse of a peace plan brokered by our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, just a couple of months ago. It was only 2 months ago. The two Southeast Asian neighbors not getting along, accusing each other of launching strikes along their disputed border after weeks of simmering tension. In July, the countries fought a five-day border conflict, and it killed dozens of people, displaced about 200,000 on both sides of the frontier. Oh, it's frontier. Cool. An initial ceasefire between the two sides. They agreed upon it in July 28th after Trump spoke with their respective leaders. Let's hope Trump can get them to calm down a little bit, you know? Anyway, Kennedy Center honors. President Trump recognized several household names from the music and film industry on Sunday at the 48th annual Kennedy Center Honors. Announced the recipients back in August, said he would host the show amid the ongoing overhaul of the Kennedy Center. I'd never heard of this. It sounds nice. I'm James Hake, now JLP, Hour 2.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question, for those who are sick of their thrills, up and down thrills, and want to be free. What is courage? You hear about courage a lot. What is courage? What is it? I want to know, what is courage? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around anywhere in the world, we are on Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. And we are heard around the world. And for the flat earth, up and down the world, by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody and they mama. So, different time zone and people got things to do. You can podcast, but you can still listen as it is happening on your phone, no matter where you are and what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And we take all calls, but we take the ladies' calls as they come in on Monday. We take them first. It is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
What?
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. Soul. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. I want to go back to Emmanuel out of San Diego and dealing with the fact that a couple of friends aspired. And he had a question about his father. Emmanuel, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Jesse.
Okay.
Yeah, my question was, I grew up with a criminal father who was in and out of jail. And my question about that is, how do you... Cause look, I see him and I deal with him to this day because he's out and about, but I can never shake the knowing and the disagreement and the feelings I have towards a father that knowingly, repeatedly was a criminal, but, you know, when he talks to me, you know, he talks like, hey, let's be friends and all that. But I can never overcome that. It's been, like I said, I'm 28. The first time he ever went to jail on my family was when I was 15. And I have not let it go. I don't bring it up, but I haven't let it go.
And your question is what?
How would you suggest that, someone in my situation deal with something like that?
What gives you the right to judge him?
The right to judge him?
Yeah.
I don't think that I have a right. I think it's just emotions, right?
But you can't have the emotion if you were not judging.
But if I have the emotions, then I am judging?
Yeah.
Because I am having the emotions, and I think I am judging.
You are judging. What gives you the right to judge him?
I have absolutely no idea.
So why do you judge him?
Because it's directly affected me, his actions, and my family, my mother, and so forth. That's why I judge him.
How did it directly affect you?
Okay, I can tell you exactly how it directly affected me.
Okay.
It was when he went off to jail.
Uh-huh.
My mother went into, she basically almost died on me and my little brothers when we were teenagers. Well, I was a teenager, and my little brothers were even younger. They were 10 and 6 years old. That's how it directly affected me, and I remember that. So nowadays, I try to get along, but I always remember that.
Your mother almost died?
Yeah.
But your mother almost died. You didn't almost die. I asked, how did it affect you? That's your mother. How did it directly affect you?
I can tell you for sure how it directly affected me when I was in a weak, you know, minor, like literally as a minor, as a teenager state of mind. It directly affected me in the way that I left the home because of those things. I abandoned my home, my family. And I went to the streets and started to do a lot of things wrong because I thought, if my father doesn't care, that's how I thought back then. I know that it's wrong, but that is how I thought back then when I was a 15-year-old. If my father doesn't care, I don't care, and I went wild with it. And I started hurting people back too, including
right.
him.
But that was something you did. I'm trying to figure out, how did what your father do directly affect you? You decided, because you listened to Eva at the time, to go and do what you did. But how did what your father did in his own life directly affect you?
The trust.
Because it sounded like you left home because your mother got sick or something, almost died, right?
Correct.
But
and
that did not,
trust.
That had nothing to do with your father directly affecting you. Your mother died, I mean, got sick, or almost died, and you left home, but he didn't do anything to you.
It was the, when you asked how it directly affected me, it was the trust in my own father.
And meaning what?
Well, here's how I put it to the very few friends that I've opened up to about it.
Right.
And I said to them, it sucks when a friend goes away or a brother or cousin or whatever. But they say that your father, your parents are the ones that like won't let you down. It affected me that way.
But all parents let down their children. There's not one that doesn't. And you write in that children expect their parents to be perfect. But when you become an adult, you realize why they weren't perfect, because you realize why you're not perfect. And in that point, at that point, you stop judging them so that you can have a perfect life. So what gives you the right to judge your father now as an adult?
I don't feel any sort of right to judge him.
So why don't you stop judging him then? What would happen if you stopped judging your father?
I did stop judging him a long time ago. I pretended that nothing ever happened for a while now, for years.
But pretending nothing happened is not judging him.
Sorry?
You were pretending you were not judging him, but you were. Because once you truly stop judging, you can never go back to judging again. You were pretending.
Yeah, I guess you could say it's pretending because I keep it in mind that this man will turn on me or turn on my family like he has before.
You have a wife and children?
I do.
Are you married?
I am.
Amazing. But you don't have to let him around your family. You don't have to hang out with him. Don't give him your money. Just don't resent him.
Jesse, I'm glad you brought that up, and I'm glad you asked me that question about me being married.
Right.
Because you know what?
Right.
My mom, and I know I'm an avid listener, and I watch your show, and I know how things can be really wrong with marriage and women and things like that. I completely agree. It's working out for me right now. Who knows what happens, you know, later on, but my mom, she's really good. She's really good. And she participates in my life along with me and my family with my wife. And I'm not comfortable letting my father in.
And what's good about your mother?
Sorry?
What's good about your mother? You say your mother's really good. What's good about her?
Well, she has taken care of not only me, but my two other brothers, one of them being a disabled, an autistic. And I think she has dedicated maybe more of her life to my youngest brother who has autism than anyone else's. And I know this. And that's what I think is good about my mother. I know it's not always the case, but I think that that's a really good thing. And she's accepted my father with all his flaws.
But what's good about her?
That she puts everyone else before her own self. About my own mother, that's what she does.
But what's good about her?
That she puts everyone else before herself.
Your mother put no one before herself. She was supposed to take care of you guys. You were her children. She made a baby. It's her job and your father's job to take care of the children. But she wasn't doing you a favor. And that doesn't make her good. Can you tell me what's good about her? And everything she does until this day is about her. It's not about the autistic child. It's not about she put her, everybody before her is all for her. She get a thrill from that. So it's about her, not about anyone but her. But what's good about her?
I'm listening. I'm trying to think of another way to put it there, because I really think that what I said recently was that she really does ask for nothing and put even me to this day on a pedestal, and my brothers.
But that's for herself, so you guys can glorify her. The moment you disagree with her and tell her no, it's going to be a different story. But what's good about her? It's all about her. Everything you just said about her is about her. It's about no one else. But what's good about her? You said she's really good. What's good about her? And why would if your mother were good, why would she put you on a pedestal and your brother? Good people don't do that.
What I mean to say by that is that she is always there for us.
Why do you need your mama? You're 28 years old. What do you need a mama for? You're a man with a family. Why do you need your mama?
Well, I don't need her.
Well, why is she there then, 24 or whatever you said? Why is she there your way like that?
In my way? She's not in my way.
But what do you mean? She puts you on a pedestal and she's there 24/7. What do you mean by that?
Okay, like just supportive at all times.
Why do you need her to support you?
I don't need her to support me, but she will be there.
For
like
what?
Like a friend, too.
Be there for what?
For anything.
God said for you to get married and move far away from her. Why is she there for anything?
Am I supposed to never speak to my mother again after I'm married or what?
Why does she have you on a pedestal and she's there for anything? Why?
Okay, I can tell you because I think that it's because she loves me.
If she
loves
you, your mother don't love you at all. If she loved you, you're 27, you say?
28.
You're 28. You don't need her. She wouldn't be in your way if she loved you.
Well, she's not in my way, though.
But why is she there then?
Well, because I'm in contact with her, that's all.
Why?
Because she lives down the street from me and I'm in contact with her.
Why? But why, though? You're a grown man with your own wife and kids. Why is she? What good is
it? Well, let me ask you this.
What good is it doing you to need a mother now?
No. I don't need, but it's there.
Why does she have you on a pedestal? You like for your mama to put you on a pedestal?
Oh, no, that's not at all how it is.
Well, you said she put you and your brother on a pedestal.
No, me and my brothers, as in her children, her family.
You're not her children. You're an adult man. You're not your mother's child.
Okay, her family then, her.
You're not even her family. You have your own family.
Right. But my question was, how would you do that if you were in my shoes?
Do what?
And you had a father who was a criminal. And
I would not judge him. I would not judge him. Realize whatever you've done, he couldn't help himself, just as your mother couldn't help herself and you can't help yourself. So I wouldn't judge him. And you have no right to judge him for whatever he's done. But I wouldn't be hanging out with him if I didn't want to. I wouldn't be giving him money and all that kind of thing. But I would not judge him. You don't have a right. You're not better than your father. You don't have a right to judge him at all, or your mother. But that doesn't mean you got to hang around and be on a pedestal.
Okay, so let me put it to you like this then.
Okay.
What about if my father had gone away? You said not to judge him, right?
Right.
What about if he had gone away for kidnap?
I don't care what he gone, if he had
it doesn't
gone,
matter.
No, if he gone away for kidnap, rape, murder, theft.
I'm not supposed to have an opinion at all on that.
Not at all.
That's
you and I and nobody has a right to judge anyone else about what they do in their life. God don't judge them. He gave them the gift of life, and he let you do what you want with it, and he doesn't judge you. Why should we judge others for what they do with their life? and they have a right. They have no right to judge you for what you, the way you live your life. That's what you've decided to do. It's all you. So I don't care what the charge it was. You have no right to judge your father.
Okay.
It doesn't mean you're accepting it, and it doesn't mean you're thinking it right. But you don't have a right to judge it because you, if you're working on yourself, you will understand that just as you can help yourself, something else is driving you. You will understand that your father cannot help himself, and your mother cannot help herself. So, or your wife or anyone. So you would not judge. And it's not like you're agreeing, but you just won't judge because you will have understanding that he couldn't help himself. Your father came from screwed up parents just like you came from screwed up parents.
He absolutely did. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And so he can help himself. He has anger just as you had anger or have it until you start working on yourself. He couldn't help himself. His folks screwed him up just like they screwed up you. And your mother.
Would you hang around or would you separate?
I'm sorry?
So would you hang around or would you separate?
Well, I would have to be in that particular situation, but if it's not good that I should hang around him, I would not, but I would not judge him.
Okay.
He hasn't had a chance either. His father and his mother were screwed up as well.
You want to know the crazy thing is that he had no father. That's
yeah.
The problem.
And his mother screwed
him up. He had no father.
And so his mother screwed him up. Just like your mother screwed you up. Your mother got you thinking she's good and she's not at all. It's all an act.
Well, I would say that.
That's why she put you on a pedestal so she can control you. Because you think she's wonderful. You think she's good. You think she loves you. And so she puts you on a pedestal so you can think that about her, and she has control over you.
It does make sense what you're saying. But just like my mother could be doing that, I think my father does the same thing.
Of course.
So absolutely. Then it's not like my mother is bad and
no, your
my
mother
father
is evil.
It's that
so
they're both.
Your mother and father are evil. And call it evil good, and it's not good. Good people do not put anyone on a pedestal.
Are mother and father always evil?
Yes.
Like both of them at the same time all the time?
Yes.
So then who to look up to or look back to?
Nobody. Look to the spirit of truth, and the spirit of truth will guide your life.
Jesse, you grew up on the plantation?
I did.
How the hell was that?
Amazing. It was fun.
Seriously, though.
No, I'm serious. It was fun. It was freeing. I used to walk up and down the roads wondering, how did I get here? This is so amazing. It was amazing. It was good.
Did you get to go to some concerts from the old concerts?
Did I go to concerts?
You get to go to some concerts?
A concert?
Concerts, like musical concerts?
Well, when I was growing up in Alabama, I didn't, unless we had them at the school or something, right? But other than that, they were not having concerts around me. But when I went to Indiana, I went to some.
Like, who did you see? Did you see Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, The Doors? What did you ever see any of those?
Hi, my name is Johnny Cash. When I got older, I saw people like James Brown people like that. I went into all that. But when I went to Indiana, I saw the Jackson 5 and all those kind of people. But because of time, let me tell you this. Let me ask you this first. Does your wife obey you?
Yes.
She drives?
Absolutely.
Okay.
100%.
Here's what I recommend. Do what you want, of course. Forgive your mother and your father. Your mother is putting on a showcase personality so she can have control over you. She should not be putting you on a pedestal. That is because she wants you to think that she's good. And as long as you're thinking that, she has control over you. You're never going to correct her or anything. And your father, he could not help himself. He had bad parents as well. His mother screwed him up. He's yearning for his father, and he couldn't help himself. Now, it's up to you. If you don't want to hang around with him, you have a right not to. But just don't judge him.
Okay.
And don't give him your money or anything. If you do judge him, you're going to suffer, and your kids will suffer.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter what his crime was, you don't have a right to judge him.
I hear you.
That makes sense?
It does make sense.
And forgive your mother for putting on an act. She is not good.
I hear you. What the?
So that you
well,
can
amazing.
Be, and I'm telling you that so you can be free. And then you will pass love down to your family, your wife, and your children. And but you got to forgive both parents. Your mother's not good, man.
Many a times, because of everything, I've always thought, you know what, I'm going to move far away. I've been to Alaska before to move away, and I came back around.
Yeah.
And I thought, my solution is to let go of everyone, but I thought, oh, that's heartless.
No, your solution is to let go of everyone and let everyone go to hell.
They're crazy.
You're not responsible for anyone else. Now you're responsible for your wife and children. You're responsible for your wife physically, as meaning to take care of she and the children. You're responsible for them by being the light, but you can't even be responsible for your wife working on herself spiritually and returning to the Father. Only she can do that. But you're responsible for your children in that you need to be the light to them, but you're not going to be the light if you hold anger or resentment toward anyone. You're going to be of darkness.
You're right about that part right there.
Yeah.
You're right about that for sure. Why hang on to that?
It had nothing to do with you. Your father couldn't help himself. If he could have been there for you, he would have.
You're right. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
You know, I hear you talk about the silent prayer. I don't even know what that is.
That's amazing. So how would God guide you if you don't do what he tell you to do, to be pray, well, meaning to be present at all time? How would he
well, I
reward?
Do pray.
But you praying to the devil. That's
I
why
just don't
you
know
have.
What's the silent prayer?
You've heard about it forever. Why haven't you gone and checked it out?
See, I know prayer. What's
why
have
you
prayer?
Why haven't you checked out the silent prayer?
You know what? Because I just haven't.
Right, you'd rather pray to the devil with words, huh?
I thought I was praying to God.
I know everyone that prays with words think they're praying to God, but they're praying to the devil, and that's why nothing changes. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Do your little hoop and wordy prayer, and then when you're done carrying on, be still and know God.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
I will. I'll call back in.
All right, Emmanuel.
Hey, thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. All right, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Merry Christmas. I know it's early, but Merry Christmas. And get your merch orders in so that we can get them back to you in time for Christmas. All right, don't wait until the last minute, because right now, everybody and their mama, and if you're white, everybody and their mama ordering things, so we're getting them out as quickly as possible. Go to Rebuilding the Man. We have books and Punchy's Coffee, my coffee. I have my own coffee. Punchy's Coffee, books and T-shirts and mugs and all kinds of things there. Amazing, huh? So go to RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores or JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. And I should have to remind you, but some people say, Jesse, you need to mention it. Oh, don't forget to like this video. Hit like right now. Hit like. And then make a donation. Support us. It's tax deductible. Support us. Bond, at least. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Like, follow, subscribe, follow, help, and support us on social media. Like, follow, subscribe, share, ring the bell. Jesse Lee Peterson on Rumble. Cozy.tv/JLP. JLP Talk on X. And Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, all right? And hit like and thank you. Thank you for donating and all that. Let me go to... Is it Joffrey, you say? Joffrey. Look like Jeffrey. What the? Is it Joffrey or Jeffrey?
Joffrey. It's Joffrey.
That looks like Jeffrey to me. A first-time caller out of Florida. Welcome, Joffrey.
Thank you for having me, man. I'm a long-time fan.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. You give good advice, man. I'm just stuck in a dilemma. I know you saw me and you thought about me prior to speaking to me because you said, I'm not helping him out. And then you hung up on me. I said, oh, man, he thinks I'm probably asking for help.
What are you saying?
A little,
what are you talking about?
I was asking for a little advice, not financial support.
But nobody hung up on you?
No, but we got cut off. But I heard you say, I'm not helping him out.
Oh.
And then you hung up.
Well,
I was disconnected.
I wasn't referring to you.
Oh, I thought you were referring to me.
See, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
That's what happens when you presume.
Yeah, that's right. When you assume, it's not good.
When you assume.
Yeah.
Yes.
But go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm in love, man.
You what?
And, you know, I'm in love with this girl.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we meet up every now and then, and, you know, I help her out. I normally help her out whenever she asks me.
You help her out in what way?
Like, if she needs anything, I make sure I cover her, you know?
Why you do that?
Because it makes me feel good inside to know that I could help, you know?
But she sees you as weak when you do that.
I think so, because today
she tells me
she wants me to, so I'm laying down, and she's asking me to, she tells me, oh, she starts pulling on my pants, and I wake up and my wallet's gone. Now I'm stuck with no wallet, no ID, no money. She took my money and everything. Normally, and I know you think about it, you said, oh, man, you should have been prepared. When, right when I was looking at your check, you said she should have been prepared. I'm like, wow, normally I do put money in my shoe, but this is the one time I don't put the money underneath my shoe. So, you know?
And your question but, for me is what?
What should I do, man?
You call the police, have her arrested, and be done with her.
Yeah, but I love her.
No, you don't love her.
Why don't I love her? Because I don't want to call the cops on her. That means I must love her.
If you love her, you would not have been giving her your money. You would not have been letting her stay overnight at your place. You would not have set yourself up to be used like this. You don't love her.
Do you think maybe it's? I loved her the way she's dominant. You know, she takes control of the way the scene. People look at us when we're together. She's really vivacious.
It's all ego, man. You need to stop it and work on yourself. Have you forgiven your mother?
I forgive my mom.
You told her?
I tell her all the time. I kicked my family out for my mom.
No, you're not supposed to do all that. But
no, because listen, if I didn't kick my family out and then my wife listens to my mom, my wife could have kicked me out and then I'd be paying for the bills without no home. Do you understand?
Jeffrey, let me do this. I'm going to have to run because you're not ready to be helped. So just suffer.
Hey, can I give a shout out real quick before you?
888-7753-773. Super chat. Thank you, Joffrey.
Super chat.
Skip Log says, I walk by sight, not by faith. I see what I do. Faith kept me running into brick walls. That's why I'm so ugly, nah.
Thank you. Amazing.
Laces got me shook. Zappy Zert Day Zezus. Over on YouTube.
Thank you. Amazing. I don't quite know what all that is about, but thank you.
Yeah. And, Marty says, happy Sunday, JLP fam and chat. Much love to y'all. Kiss with a heart coming out of the lips emoji.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And happy Sunday to you as well. Now, happy Monday.
Thank you, Marty.
Yeah.
Pink Catman says, let go, let God be present. Don't judge, be still, and know God.
Amazing fellowship yesterday. If you missed it, go to... RebuildingTheMan.com/church. It was amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Kayla, very generous. Once you see it for yourself, it's yours.
Absolutely. Once you see it for yourself, no one can take it away. Amazing. Thank you.
Nilla Thrilla, happy birthday, Jesus.
What?
I said happy birthday, Jesus.
Who is Jesus?
Jesus.
Jesus is Jesus?
God. Son of God.
Oh, is it his birthday?
Well, with Christmas, they're like, oh, kind of like a happy birthday type of a thing, because he was born at one point.
But no one knows when.
Right, but we just celebrate his birthday whenever, even if it's not necessarily his birthday.
And that's from Jesus?
Nilla Thrilla.
Thank you, Nilla Thrilla. Amazing. Happy birthday to Jesus. Thank you.
And Heat. Jesse, did you see Trump accept the FIFA Peace Prize? Trump took that prize out of the box and put it around his neck so fast. Talk about a moment in time. Daddy received his due reward. First place, shout out FIFA. Hashtag salute. What a mighty good man. Hashtag musical notes trophy.
Oh, amazing. I did see that. And the great white hope is amazing.
The first
Thank
ever.
You.
Very
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
And Heat with another Jesse. My JLP coffee mug collection is almost complete. The only one missing is, how's your little business doing? LOL. Can we get it added to the shop?
But we do have, should we get the coffee mug?
Yeah, how's your little business?
Oh, coffee mug, this is that?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
That's a request for a new product idea.
Nice idea. Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Danny, all right, Jesse and the lads. Yesterday, my wife said to me that she loves it when I come home from work because there's a calmness and a security feeling with the kids. I said to her, well, imagine what they must feel like in America now Trump's home. James, if you please, what manner of man is this? Nice.
The wind and the sea obeys him. Amazing. Thank you.
Marlon, three coffees. Thank you for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Black thanks, hands, and flag. British flag, I think.
Right emoji. On. And it was an amazing fellowship. RebuildingAMan.com/church. You can podcast. Thank you.
Lori, morning, Jesse. I liked it when you said in church that the thoughts have to obey the light.
Yep.
We just don't let it. That's such a comfort to hear for me. Peace is effortless. I don't need to do anything but surrender and quit playing God. Thank you.
Absolutely. What I want you to know for sure and without a doubt, thoughts will obey the light. They will obey the spirit of truth. They have no other choice. But you got to stop trying to change the thoughts yourself, control them or whatever, and let the light handle it. It will take care of them. They have no. They are subject to the light. They can't help it. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. I think that was Lori.
Thank you, Lori.
Blue Whale. Well, welcome, JLP show member. Nice.
Thank you very much. Amazing.
And pardon me if I'm butchering your name. Yeah. Blue Whale. And Anthony L. Cool sunglasses, smiling sticker.
Thank you.
And Anthony L. Moonday Monday for the females. Come on, man.
Rainy days and Mondays always build me up. Female Monday, 888-77-JESSE.
Knick-knack, I have Jesus Christ in my life. I don't fear dying or what happens to this world. Praying hands.
Amazing. Thank you.
Knick-knack says, Hank thinks he's MacGyver. Laughing face with tears and a Hank face.
Who is MacGyver?
MacGyver is the 80s guy who would finagle different things and build stuff out of nothing, out of trinkets, and do awesome escapes and make weapons and
TV
missile launchers. Yeah, from, you know, on the order of Knight Rider, A-Team, Airwolf, MacGyver.
His name definitely sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. And you are MacGyver?
Or so I think. Adlib Queen says, thank you, Nick Knack. Adlib Queen says, Merry Christmas. I wanted to tell you a Mama Mia story. My manager, who is a black woman, so unprofessional, she asked me to pray with her and another coworker to create a threefold cord. I told her, no, what the, straight from hell, says Adlib Queen.
Nice. Merry Christmas, right on.
Walking Roscoe sent 10 Jesse Lee Peterson Show memberships.
Amazing, thank you.
Marlon, hey, Jesse, check out this. And she has a tip for you.
Right on. Thank you.
Check it out. Matt, you people in L.A. stockpiling guns and supplies for the end of the world. You are just saving up guns and food for the gangs that will come take it. Laughing face with tears coming out, says Matt.
That's right. What the? Prepare for the gang members.
5 from Eric. It's impossible to live my own life because I don't create thoughts. When I take control, I'm influenced by the dream of a blind, evil world.
Amazing. Thank you. What's the name of the young guy that came from Germany yesterday? Do you remember?
Martin.
Martin from Germany?
Martin, yep.
Shout out to Martin all the way from Germany. Amazing yesterday at the fellowship. Shout out.
And you hailed him. And whoa. Lori bought a coffee to live your
I'm going to have to go to Germany because Malcolm going to show me those where the Jews was assassinated.
Yeah. Yep.
Amazing. Thank you.
To live your own life, says Lori, you have to know who you are. And I still.
And thank you for the gift, Malcolm.
Yeah.
Really. Thank you.
Awesome. And I still have to drop sneaky identities like being a watcher or seeker of truth. I'm not living my own life because the real me is already at peace and doesn't need to do anything but live, and I'm not doing that yet. This is deep.
What was the beginning of that?
To live your own life, you have to know who you are, and I still have to drop these sneaky identities.
That's for sure. You must die. In order to have a life, you got to give up all false self-identity. You got to let them all go. Then you shall have eternal life. Amazing. Thank you.
Very generous. Eric 5, in the response to the BQ, what is courage?
Yes. What is courage?
There is no such thing as courage. Courage is a thought that I'm standing strong in the face of a threat that doesn't exist. It's a battle by the ego having with itself.
Thank you. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Lori with a BQ answer. What is courage?
What is courage?
The courage comes when you see fear is only an illusion.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Yeah,
thank
we'll
y'all.
We'll read the rest. Amazing. Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to Jesse out of California. Jesse, you are on the air. Hey, Jesse. Oh, let me know when he's ready. It sounds like he may have us. He's been waiting for a while. Let me go to first-time caller out of Florida, Mason out of Florida. Mason, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to give you a little story from Thanksgiving. I think even the listeners might find it interesting.
Okay.
I've been listening to the show a while, and we had a little Thanksgiving with my sister and her husband, and our mother was not invited because my sister is embarrassed by our mother a lot of the time, so she didn't invite her. Well, sweet, sweet mother, once she wasn't invited, all of a sudden got really, really angry. And so now she's been up in arms. I wasn't invited. I raised her, and she didn't want me around, and a lot of nasty talk. And after listening to the show and, you know, working on myself, I didn't care at all how she felt. I have her calling me complaining about the sister, and I don't feel one way about it at all, and it's been really amazing.
Amazing. Right on, man. That's amazing.
Yeah, her and the sister. My sister's a little bit crazy, but not as evil as mom. But listen to them bicker at each other and fight and go back and forth. I just sit there and listen and watch them, and I don't feel one way about it. And it's been really great, and I hope that might encourage the listeners to try to get there.
Did you suggest to your sister she need to forgive her mother and be done with her?
Yes. Yes, I did.
But she's not ready to do
that? No, she's not. She's a, you know, white picket fence kind of ego thing going on with her family and what she thinks her life should look like.
Yeah.
But I told her, I said, it's not your problem. If mom's angry, you shouldn't care at all. Live your life and take care of your kid and take care of your husband and let her cry. And it doesn't have nothing to do with you. She kind of can hear me a little bit, but she doesn't fully get it.
Well, you probably already doing this, but don't let her complain to you about her mother because you've told her or recommended to her how she can get over it. So don't let her get the thrill of always complaining about her to you.
Yeah, and that's why mostly I keep my mouth shut. And I just let her talk, and I don't react at all.
Right on. Amazing. Cool, Mason. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Let me go to Stetson. Stetson out of Washington State. Stetson, you are on the air.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And I listened to yesterday, and one of the things, like the whole emergency, blah, 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 there was a Bible verse that came up, Proverbs 3:25, have no fear of sudden disaster or the ruin that overtakes the wicked, for the Lord will be at your side and will keep your foot from being snared.
It's interesting that we have been taught to prepare for the emergency, for an emergency, when God said, take no thought about tomorrow. And what kind of emergency, and how do you prepare for an emergency? Why not just live in the present and deal with things as they, situation as they happen?
Exactly. And I was raised and understood wrong for so long, and I had an incident that's leading into this. On Friday, I was riding my bicycle, working on myself, going through a lot of stuff, and I see this big, fat, old man with a dog and a walking stick, and he is waving his hands erratically, and I'm just thinking to myself, this man is obviously extremely angry. He does not like bicyclers. I'm not going to stop because I could see him yelling profanity at me, and I had my headphones in. I'm like, do not engage, do not stop, this is not going to end well. as I was riding my bicycle, he raised his hand with his cane. And I was like, there's no way this is going to happen. And he hit me on the back as hard as he could with it. And at that moment, I didn't know what to do. I locked up my brakes on my bicycle. I happened to squeeze my front brake too much. And I went launching over the top of my handlebars. I hit the asphalt, landed on the gravel. I popped right back up. I have no idea how this happened. And I went at the guy. The guy was not afraid. He was not apologetic. He came at me with his stick over his head. I didn't know what was going to happen. By the time I got up to him, I realized the situation that we were in and the violence that was behind my fist that I wanted to throw. And I wanted to let it go, but my body and my mind would not allow me to do it because I know the violence that I have behind me and I needed to stop it because in this situation, I realized I was the one that was going to get in trouble. Even though I got hit with a stick, minding my own business, if I hit this man, I would be in trouble. I would take his stick and shove it up where the sun doesn't shine, all of this type of stuff, these horrible things. I got out of it. And then I just realized I need to call the police. I called the police. They were on their way. This guy, he kept on yelling at me, screaming profanity. I didn't hear anything that he said. The cop showed up. I told my story to the cop. The guy thought I was a liberal on an e-bike, and he was scared for his life, and that's why he justified hitting me. I'm not a liberal. I don't have an e-bike, and he was not in danger for his life. I thought I just got tapped on the back. What ended up happening was he hit me real hard. And when I showed the cop what happened, the cop said, like, wow, you have a giant welt on your back. I'm taking a picture. He took a picture. He sent me off on my way. I'm physically okay. I don't know how, but I am. But mentally, going out in public, I went to Costco on Saturday, and I'm on edge. I feel like everybody's trying to attack me. I tried riding my bicycle this weekend. I'm feeling I'm going to get attacked. I tried riding the bicycle on the trail the other day. I don't know what to do at this point. I mean, I don't know if part of me wants to press charges, but I have so much animosity towards this whole situation of why I was attacked and the individual doing it. My brain is going 1,000 miles an hour of what I could possibly do to this man, and none of it's good. So I just need some advice on how to proceed in the correct manner where I'm not going to let my emotions and anger of what this person did to me affect my judgment, because I've worked on the silent prayer these last 3 nights.
And your question is what? Because of time, your question is what?
Just like, what should I do? Should I press charges and go after this guy?
Was he homeless?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay. Why did you go around and when you saw that he was standing there going and reacting crazy?
Why didn't I go around him?
Right.
I did go around him. I tried to avoid him.
Okay. So here's what I recommend. Drop the anger so you can drop the emotions and then sue him.
Okay. That's where I was leading to, but I didn't want to carry any anger emotions.
Yeah, drop the anger so you can see the right thing to do, all right?
Okay, thank you.
There's never reason to be angry. Never, no matter what.
And that's no matter how hard he hit me, it's like whatever.
Hold on, Stetson. Let me take a quick break. Hate coming up. One more hour to go. Back in a moment.
As I'm concerned, I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
What's with these Louisiana jails that people keep on breaking out of jail? In the world, there's a search, a frantic search underway for the last of three inmates who escaped a Louisiana jail just last week. And they're like black, I think. What a mess. Crazy. They don't look that smart. I mean, I don't know. And then Justin Trudeau and... Never mind. I don't want to talk about that. Well, I will tell you about it. But there's a whole lot of mess going on in the world. Los Angeles just issued its first occupancy permit in the Pacific Palisades since those wildfires nearly a year ago. And a pipe burst at the Louvre, damaging hundreds of tomes. Whatever a tome is. Tomes. Crazy. And the so-called Supreme Court's going to... They agreed to decide whether Trump may end birthright citizenship. I hope they'd pick the right thing. Wouldn't that be nice? And Trump says that he will be involved in the review of the Netflix Time Warner Brothers. Netflix Warner Brothers deal. Netflix is buying Warner Brothers. Did you know that? And it could be a problem because of the size of the market share, says Trump. You know, can't have it too close to being like a monopoly. And Washington's Mayor Muriel Bowser, that woman, says that the city's police chief, Pamela Smith, she is stepping down after dramatically bringing down violent crime and a homicide rate to the lowest in 8 years. Huh? I thought that was Trump's doing with the National Guard and all that, helping out with the D.C. police. But I heard that the D.C. police chief is resigning, according to Fox News, amid Trump pressure and crime data manipulation probe. Dozens of officers claimed that higher-ups instructed them to downgrade D.C. crimes in order to cook the books. Make a crime that actually happened that's actually kind of bad, to downgrade it into a less bad named crime. What a mess. This is the end of hour two already of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. It's Female Monday, December 8th. Is today or yesterday Pearl Harbor Day or something like that? I can't remember that day that's supposed to have lived in infamy. Not that World War II was a good thing. I don't think it was. But anyway, Pearl Harbor Day, I think, at some point around here, today or yesterday. It is 2025 AD, and there is one line open. You can call in. I know that some of you guys weren't ready. Call in and get on hold to get on air, whether you're old or young, with JLP. It's hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, talking about Trump at the Kennedy Center. He overhauled the Kennedy Center. It's kind of ongoing. The country's most prominent cultural institution. The year's inductees in the 48th annual Kennedy Center honors include actor Sylvester Stallone and the band Kiss. Didn't one of the guys from Kiss die? I could be wrong. I think he did, though, like the bassist or something. Among others, in February, Trump dismissed a slew of Democrat appointees from the center's board, the Kennedy Center Board of Trustees, and replaced them with aides and allies. He also said aides as in helpers, not aides as in the disease. He has said that he was 98% involved in selecting the latest honorees, personally rejecting some deemed to be too, quote-unquote, woke. Nice. And Justin Trudeau and Katy Perry went Instagram official, Commie Nonsense wants you to know, and I guess I do too. Former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who said, "Sophie and I are proud feminists." He and his wife, I guess ex-wife now, they're male and female feminists raising their daughters and their son to be feminists too, suckers. Now he's dating that Christian pop star, former Christian anyway, I don't know what she is, Katy Perry. They're confirmed, at least appeared to, their relationship in an Instagram post. Crazy. And nice. So let me tell you about what's going on with the Supreme Court agreeing to look at the end of birthright citizenship. That's going to happen probably next year in the spring, summertime. They're going to see whether Trump can end birthright citizenship, which would be just. I'm James Hake. ¶¶
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the third hour of the show today, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And a brand new biblical question. It's a doozy. What is courage? What is courage? You hear about courage a lot. What is it? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around doing whatever it is you're doing, no matter where you are in this world, you can podcast the show. But it's been made possible that you can listen live on your phone. You can hear it as it is happening, no matter where you are. And then you get back home, you can still watch it again, podcast. But on your phone, call 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday, and we take all call, but we take the ladies' call when they come in. Every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Yep. Amazing, huh? It's a spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. And it's happening on the inside of you. And on the outside of you, but inside of others. And that's amazing. I want to go quickly back to Stetson out of Washington State. And he was attacked, according to Stetson, by some guy while riding on his bike. And he wanted to know what to do about it. Stetson, let me ask. Hello?
Yes.
Did you press charges?
I have not yet.
And why not?
Due to the fact that I'm working on myself and the anger that this guy put on me for being an e-biker, a liberal, all of this type of stuff is the anger that I have inside of me towards other people for this reason. And it's just like, I wish evil upon my enemies and this happened to me. And just like this whole biblical thing and forgiveness and this walk that I'm going through. And I'm having a hard time wanting to press charges when I see the evil inside of me of what I wanted to do.
Did the guy say you were a liberal?
Yes, but I was wearing an American flag bandana.
But the guy said to you, you are a liberal?
Yes.
Okay. But that doesn't make sense that you were physically attacked, but you didn't press charges right away.
I know. That's why I don't know what to do in this situation.
Well, how do you not know not to press? If you were physically attacked in the way you say you were, how do you not know to press charges?
From my experience with the justice system being whatever, I'll say a white male, a white strong male, people are going to look at me, and this has happened to me. They're like, you're a man, you got to deal with it. We're not dealing with you. And I'm like, okay, well, this person just assaulted me. And they're like, that's not our problem. You're not a big enough issue for us.
And what do you mean by a white strong male?
Because they see me and they're like, well, you should be able to defend yourself. You're
but
not
how do you
weak.
Know that when you didn't even press charges?
Oh, that I'm just going off of my previous experience. Which
but you can't go on a previous experience. You were attacked physically. Have you been attacked before like that?
Not like this, no.
But then how do you have no physical past history with that. It doesn't make sense to me you just didn't press charges. This guy, if he attacked you the way that you said he did, the obvious thing was to press charges right then and there and have him arrested.
Okay, yes.
But why that was not obvious to you?
Why that was not obvious to me? Because of the anger and the hatred I had for this individual at the time, and I didn't want to make a decision based off of just my initial anger reaction.
But the decision was made by itself when he physically attacked you. The decisions were already made. You didn't have to make that decision. It was clear that he needed to be arrested.
Yes. It's just from my experience, nothing was on my side, even though he physically attacked me. I've never had the police on my side, even when I'm in the right and the other person's in the wrong.
Have you needed the police on your side for a situation like that?
Like this? Not necessarily.
But then how do you know it wasn't going to work then? You said the cop took pictures of it right then. The cop knew what happened. It doesn't make sense, man, that you did not press charges.
I know. I know it doesn't. I needed to get some clarification because I was in such an anger, rageful state that nothing, I wouldn't have said anything good. And I just needed some time to cool off. So I needed an outside opinion's voice on this because everybody around me is saying, like, no, you need to go after this guy. I'm like, I hate this guy so much and everything that he did that I can't make a decision right now.
Well, stop hating and drop the anger, but so that you can have a clear mind. And, the first thing you need to do is press charges, and then you'll see the next thing to do and the next thing to do.
Roger that. I'll do that. Because, it's still in the process. I told the cop I needed some time to think about it. And the guy said that he said he was sorry, but that's neither here nor there at this point.
No. I would definitely do what you want, of course, but I would press charges. And then you will see the next thing you're doing the next thing, all right?
Okay. All right, I'll go with that because I can't continue to live like this. It's weighing too heavily on me to not do it.
But it's only weighing heavily on you because you're angry. Drop the anger, man.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. I wish
you well. Thank you very much for your advice. Yeah.
Okay. Amazing.
All right, bye.
There is never, ever, 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 but never, ever a reason to be angry, folks. There's no situation that can happen in your life that requires anger or resentment. I want to ask, before I go back to the phones, what do you all think about this video? And what do you think about it? And then I put my two cents in on. This is from WTKR. 9 black females, they said women, but females who witnessed an altercation at a Chesapeake restaurant said they were discriminated against and wrongly removed earlier this month, prompting them to consider legal advice. Action. Watch this from WAVY TV 10.
What was supposed to be a night of fellowship for this group of women
turned into a night of hurt, embarrassment, and pure humiliation.
The nine women had chosen to have a Friendsgiving dinner at Cork and Bull.
We only had time to order our drinks, and a fight broke out between two African-American women that had nothing to do with us.
Somebody break it up!
This is video of the altercation. The nine women say it happened between guests at a table that was across the room. The two women seen throwing blows ultimately left before authorities arrived. But somehow, restaurant staff thought these nine women who were still inside were somehow involved and told them to leave too.
So I asked why. And he responded saying, because you all like to fight. And they made us leave and get up in front of all the other patrons in the restaurant.
We were really in like a negative spotlight at that moment, and it was all eyes on us. It was very embarrassing.
The nine ladies are now pursuing legal action. Their lawyer sat down with us.
Just because you have employees that might have made a bad judgment one night, that could turn into two nights, three nights, four nights. It has to stop.
The women say the restaurant staff has not reached out to provide an apology or update.
All nine of these ladies were treated more harshly than the two people who were actually engaged in the misdemeanor action.
What the? Some guy by the name of Pat Thompson showed up outside the Cork and Bull Chesapeake Chop House in Chesapeake Friday morning to protest. Why is this from WKTR?
Here's why I'm out here. There's a comment underneath this story where somebody said that this is their new favorite restaurant. That's why I'm out here. I can't. Come on, man. Come on. So if the story is true and they were asked to leave because they look like they like to fight, then I'm out here holding training because I've been told I look like I like to fight. I think I do. So, yeah, awareness. That's why I'm here. Awareness. Maybe other people other than innocent black women just trying to enjoy themselves, maybe they look like they like to fight too. Normally, I'm not a big fan of protestors or protesting, but some things just need to be said, and they haven't said anything.
Or a beta. Beta! And of course, this is from WTKR as well. They're reporting that, of course, the president of the NAACP, Virginia State Conference, said the incident is a painful reminder that racism remained embedded in our daily lives. Watch this from WAVY TV 10.
There probably should be a swift statement of this is not our policy. This is not what we do. This is not what we stand for. And the fact that that hasn't come yet, and here we are almost 2 weeks after the event, is a bit disturbing.
President of the NAACP Virginia State Conference says what happened is shocking.
Appalled, disgusted, frustrated, but unfortunately not surprised. Not surprised that this kind of behavior still exists.
In a statement, the NAACP chapters say, quote, it is unacceptable for anyone to be judged or mistreated based solely on the color of their skin.
Black fatigue. I have black fatigue. What a mess. And they all looking so pitiful. We just innocent black women. And we've been treated so bad. And that beta male out there protesting, he doesn't even know what he's doing. Because as soon as he disagrees, they'll turn on him. What a mess. Black fatigue and the NAACP need to go and get a life. He's so hurt. It's so painful reminder of racism, which does not exist, by the way. No such thing as racism. It's an illusion. More black fatigue. if you're that unhappy with America and you have this false idea that racism is, why don't you move out of the country? And you and everybody knows that black people love to fight. That's all they do, fight everywhere they go. You can't even go to an event now and not, if they're going to be there, not know that there's going to be a fight. But yeah, racism. Everything is racism. And everybody know, if the owner said that, y'all like to fight, if they said it, I don't know if they said it or not, they were right. Everybody know the blacks love the fight. They'll fight their own. They'll fight the whites. They'll fight anybody. They love to fight in a minute, too. They go right to a fight. So I don't know if the owner said, but the owner should be getting an award for saying it out. What a mess. What a mess. So to the blacks who, and not all, but most are like this, why don't you change yourself, work on you, overcome anger by forgiving your mother and returning to your father so that you can deal with life in a different manner? Amazing. Did you hear about this guy? According to this report, he was thinking about suicide. This is from Grok. A man in crisis paced on an overpass near Del Mar Fairground, intermittently closing northbound I-5 lane from 11:30 to 8 p.m. Whoa! On December 5th, 2025. Watch this from ABC 10.
Bumper to bumper is how many drivers in San Diego spent their Friday evening commute on the I-5. For hours and for miles.
I just got off of work, so I just saw the craziness going on.
Just before noon on Friday, California Highway Patrol responded to a person in distress on an overpass on the I-5 at Del Mar Heights. All northbound lanes of the freeway were then shut down. Hours later, CHP reported all southbound lanes were shut down except one, impacting one driver at a time.
We all just left around 5 o'clock, and we all got stuck in that traffic.
The traffic backup lasting from day into night, several having to make a pit stop before hitting the road.
I was able to kind of veer over here to get some gas because I'm on E and there's like really no way out right now out of Del Mar.
Some who frequently drive are used to the side of traffic, like Christian Yayenko.
Monday to Friday, I'm in Del Mar, so you just got to get ready for it, get ready to get to work on time, and you know, just leave on time, but sometimes I like to wait because it's so long, you know.
But nothing as severe as Friday night. San Diego Police and San Diego Fire were at the scene for hours, all in an effort to bring the situation to a safe conclusion.
Why didn't they just let the guy jump off the bridge? He up there holding up the whole traffic. What the? If somebody want to take their own life, they have a right to. And you don't have a right to let him sit there all day messing with the traffic. God gave him that life, and God let him do whatever he want with that life. You decide how you want to live your life. You want to jump off the bridge? If I decide to take the notion and jump in the ocean, ain't nobody business if I do. Ain't nobody business if I do. Yeah. He has a right to jump off the bridge and you not feel anything about it. And then clean it up real fast so the people can go to work. It was awful attention. He really didn't want to jump. Because if he had wanted to jump, he would have just jumped. Jump, jump, jump to it. amazing. So, I haven't seen this episode yet. My producer told me about it this morning and I have a staff meeting, preparation meeting. And I haven't seen it, but it sounds interesting. So I'm going to react to it as I'm watching as well. So I don't know what to expect, but it sounds interesting. This is from Oprah. You so hot for to beat me all my life. I've been beat by men. My daddy, my brothers, my cousin, my uncles. I ain't gonna take it no more. So apparently Oprah did this, had this conversation about children or family members who don't want to play together anymore. Something like that. This is from Oprah. In a groundbreaking conversation about one of the fastest growing cultural shifts of our time, Oprah talked with leading experts and a live audience about the decision to go no contact with a family member. Watch this first soundbite from Oprah.
I have been no contact with my entire family for a year and a half now.
No contact.
No contact.
Not a phone call, not a text, not a nothing.
Nothing.
For a year and a half now. Okay. Chris, how about you?
It's been 4 years since I've had contact with my parents and my siblings.
4 years. Not a word.
Not a word.
Okay.
Mama
and
said
Kendall.
Every day like this.
I've been no contact with my 30-year-old son for 2 years.
By your choice?
By choice.
Okay. Oh, skinny. Wow, that's little Oprah. I haven't seen Oprah in years. I didn't know she was still around. I didn't know she was that skinny. What the? So they have no contact with their family members. Members. Here's a clip of one of the audience members explaining why she want no contact. Watch this.
When did you first make the decision to go no contact?
As sad as it is to say, ever since I was young, I knew I would be no contact. Being
a younger kid,
yeah. And I had family that saw how I was treated as well. It is multiple events, so it's not just one traumatic event.
What was the final straw for you that you said, that's it, no more?
It was a phone call, actually, where I spent my whole life trying to change every aspect of myself to be the perfect daughter and to make the relationship work. And it was a phone call where I tried to set a boundary of just, don't talk so rudely about your children. Like, we're not punching bags. And my mom is actually the one that blocked me initially. So she's the one that laid down that foundation, and I followed suit and just cut off contact everywhere else.
Oh, man. Mama told me there'd be days like this. Mama said, there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this. What do you think about that, folks? Hey, come here for a moment. In the same audience member, so this, she said her mama made that an issue, no contact thing. The same audience member went on to ask an expert if the longing for a family member connection ever goes away. Watch this.
I hear you have a question for Dr. Gibson.
So I have no regrets about my decision to go no contact. But every time I see a girl with her mom or dad, it physically aches in my heart. And so does the longing for that connection, despite never experiencing it myself, ever go away? Or do you just learn to live with it?
Yeah, it's like any terrible loss.
Yeah.
Do any of our terrible losses ever go away? We all know that it never goes away. It'll never go away.
What a dumb
But it's
effort.
Not all there is to you. And so you carry this, I see it as part of your increased complexity as a human being, your increased depth, and your ability to know what it is that's good for you and not good for you. And when you bring all that together, yes, that feeling is still there, but the context is now so much bigger because you're a much more complex person.
She's dumb. Give her that degree she has. I told you, educated people were dumb. That's dumb advice. That's pitiful advice. This so-called expert advice person has no idea what she's talking about. I need hate there. Where is he? Oh, okay. She has no idea what she's talking about. What do you think about that, Nick? About this whole no contact with family members, and does it ever go away?
I thought this whole thing was so wrong. It was so, I hated it. I shouldn't say that word. But I hated everything about that thing with Oprah and all that. It's so the opposite of love. Like, you could tell that there's like a resentment, and you could tell there's like a desperation. And I didn't really hear much of Oprah, what she said. I don't know if she justifies this or not. But it's so the opposite of what you say and what Bond's been saying. Like, you shouldn't even have to decide, am I going to go to going no contact or not? That means you're controlled. That means you're in a situation where you're being controlled.
Amazing.
There's just no love there. It's like dripping with contempt. Oh, and the whole, and that woman, man, she was saying her little thing about, will the longing ever go away? That is the most calculating, cold person. Because the whole thing was a lie. By the way, that's an example of crying and lying with no tears. That whole purpose of her statement there was to ingratiate herself and make her seem a certain way. It was very cold and calculating. It's gross.
That's one of the most dumbest experts I ever heard of with a degree. I told you, every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. You will suffer. Hey, did you see it?
Yeah.
What do you think about no contact with family members? It's happened a lot now with family members. And the expert saying the longing never goes away.
It doesn't make sense. How could, like, anybody could even know that? Because people forget about stuff. Because life changes and... What was your question?
It's a growing, fast-growing cultural shift in our time. No contact with family member.
Right.
With a family member.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? It is very popular now, in that you see it more and more.
Yeah. I don't like how women or Oprah cover the things like this or talk about things like this.
Yeah.
Because they turn it into a trend. They turn it into a trendy thing to do. And they have a name for it. And then they start preaching it and talking like they know what they're talking about.
Did you see the expert tell the woman asked the expert, does the longing ever go away? And her response was so dumb, I don't even know what she said.
It doesn't make sense. It's just, it's bitterness, and they're kind of doing away with the, it's kind of like going, they're doing away with the neediness for their parents by talking about their parents.
Yeah.
It's like, what's her name, going to Ireland and still talking about Trump and keeping up with what's going on with Trump.
Rose is thinking about Trump more now than any other time. She might as well stayed in America and been miserable.
Right.
But the longing does go away, folks, when you drop the anger. That's the only reason the longing is there, because she's angry. And somebody needs to tell that so-called female expert, she needs to give back her degree and get her money back. She's dumb as a doorknob. What the?
Yeah, it's bitterness and complication.
Yeah.
And mess.
The treasure chest is now open on DLive. And stretch off on pules.net, and I'll be back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, couple quick announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time to 1 p.m. The American Anchor Baby. And check out an amazing episode podcast on punchy.tv, PUNCHIE.TV. Check it out. It's amazing. And there is a special on personal shout outs for this week, starting today until Sunday. Discount special on shout outs, personal shout out. And I do them for you, birthday shout outs, wedding shout outs, anniversaries. Congratulations, encouragement, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever the shout out is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. It's a special until Monday, Sunday of this week. Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And get your merch orders in so that we can get them back to you for Christmas as soon as possible. Don't wait too late. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Go to rebuildingaman.com/stores, mugs, T-shirts, books. And if, with the books, if you want them autographed or signed, let me know who to sign them to. rebuildingaman.com/stores or jesseleepeterson.com. jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. All right? Don't be late. That way we can get it back to you in time. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
What's going on, Jesse, man? Good to hear from you.
All is well, Rick. Amazing.
Man, you know, I was talking about that fight the other day and at the restaurant. What's that, Folk and Bull?
Yes.
You know, they already got an ambulance chase already, but it was two girls in that fight, and one of them didn't have no underwears on.
You were looking?
And then, say again?
You saw it?
Yeah, you can see the video. You can see the video on YouTube. All you got to do is put in...
Okay, that's fine. I don't want to see it, but I know. I just see the fight right now, but I didn't see that aspect of it.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And matter of fact, I called in a Hake's report and Nick show. I couldn't get to your show last week, and we was talking about it.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. It's like
But
it's ridiculous,
the blacks, not all, but most, they're always fighting now.
Yeah. That cruise line is everywhere, man.
Everywhere.
You're not supposed
to go on a cruise and have a fight. It's supposed to be classy and fun and a good experience. But the blacks are fighting even on a cruise.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know. And they had got them an ambulance chaser. And only thing I would have did in that situation, now they haven't responded. I guess they probably doing what their lawyer told them to do. Don't respond to nothing right now. Because if they do respond, they're going to twist it all up, you know.
What a mess. My country is gone. I want my country back. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Justin. I wanted to give you an update on that, brother.
Right on. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, love you guys. Y'all be blessed. Keep bringing it on, man.
All right. I will, Rick. Amazing.
Yes, sir.
Bye now. Let me do this first. Shannon, our first time call out of Pennsylvania. Shannon, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, I just wanted to let you know that I love you. I listen to all your stuff, and I agree with all of it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Old white lady here, and, you know, between working with people from all over the world and my husband working in Baltimore, we see it all. We see all of it.
What a mess, huh?
It is a mess. And, you know, I heard something the other day that I really appreciated, that what made the greatest generation was the Great Depression. And unless we have something like that happening again, people just won't appreciate a thing.
Yeah, I think it seemed as though my country is never coming back now. It's gone.
It is. And I also wanted to, you were talking about, the Oprah thing.
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm from Oprah's hometown, so I knew her when she was on the news and had her cocaine problem that nobody ever remembers about. But when you're talking about, you know, breaking off from family, you know, it's interesting because I got a nephew out of a really bad situation and gave that kid everything he wanted, supported him until he was 25. And the kid, he got a girlfriend. Now he's embarrassed of his white part of him. His girlfriend's Mexican. Well, half. But she doesn't like the white part of her. And they moved to California, and they cut off all contact with me, too.
And why?
I don't know. He won't talk to me. His father said, because I'm mad at him for moving, but I'm like, you know, spread your wings, honey. There's more than doors. You can fly out the window. I mean, you're 25. Go build a life. I mean, I did when I was 18. But he hasn't taken me off his bank account. And I see him spending so much money, I started pulling money out. And he hasn't even noticed because, you know, as soon as he's out of that money, that girl's going to be out of his life. And he's going to be penniless. And
are you pulling his money out of his account or your money?
I'm pulling his money out of his account. He got a big inheritance right before he moved.
And why are you pulling his money out?
Because I am terrified that he's not going to have a dime.
But why are you terrified of him? Why don't you let him go through what he got to go through? If he wastes his money like that, may be what he needs to wake up.
I know. I'm not telling him I'm pulling money out.
I know,
but he does it. Yeah, he hasn't. I know. I've asked a lot of people this, and most people told me don't let him, you know, just get him enough to where he can get an apartment and just, because he's not coming back to my house. He can come back, get his money, and go. But
I know, but what I don't understand, and maybe you can help me, if he's grown, he has no contact with you, he has money that was given to him, why don't you just let him go through what he got to go through rather than try to save him at all? He's not even contacting you.
Well, it's been like 4 months. And to be quite honest, I love the kid.
If you love him, you will let him suffer.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, his mother committed suicide. His dad has a traumatic brain injury. I mean, I know he's been through a lot, but I know. I mean, like I said, he hasn't even realized. I've taken 10 grand out so far, and he hasn't even noticed. And I just set it, you know, in my safe and leave it. I'm not touching it. It's his money as far as I'm concerned. But Yeah, I ask a lot of people, and I get mixed reactions. But it's like I'm just, quite honestly, suicide runs in a family, and I'm just I don't want to lose him in any way, because I do still love the kid.
But if you love him, you let him suffer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's gonna suffer when that girl leaves. He's gonna suffer bad. I mean, it's not, you know. But we had to break contact with his mother, because she ended up with a bad drug problem. And, I mean, she was a teacher. She was a teacher that won awards. And then all of a sudden she really liked heroin and vodka a lot.
If it's true that he has no contact with you, he doesn't want to contact you, when he find out, and he will, that you're taking his money out of the bank, he's going to accuse you of stealing or something.
Well, yeah, I know. My husband said that, but I'm on the account, so technically, I can take all of it. And when he was with me, he's got that bounce check protection stuff. And when he was with me, he might have bounced one check a year. Since he's moved out, which has been about a year now, like last month, he bounced 6 checks. And so I'm watching his account, because as soon as it hits 10 grand, I'm pulling all of it out. And then I'm going to tell him. I'll send him the 10 grand, but
he's going to be angry at you for doing that, and he's going to accuse you of taking his money, and he's going to say he doesn't know how much you took from him. You're digging a hole for yourself. If he doesn't want anything to do with you, why would you take his money? That doesn't even make sense. You're like meddling in his business when he, according to you, he just don't want any contact with you.
Situation.
But you're going to end up in jail or something.
Oh, no, because I'm on the account.
I know, but still, you're not. He's not dead or anything, so you're not allowed to take his money.
Yeah, I'm the bank. They looked at everything he's spending and everything, because I told him I feel like I'm stealing it. And
they're telling me,
they're like, they said, no, you absolutely are not. Because I was like, can I get in trouble for this? They said, no, because you're a co-owner on the account.
I know, but you're taking his money. He doesn't want you to take his money.
Yeah, I don't know. Why do you keep his name on my? Why do you keep my name on his account?
Why don't you just stay out of it, though? Why don't you stay out of it?
Because
and go live your. If you love him, you stay out of it. That's not love.
Yeah, I know.
That's control, and control is hate. Why don't you just stay out of it? The man doesn't want contact with you. He, for whatever reason, hasn't taken your name off his. Off his account, he probably never imagined that you would go and take his money.
Yeah, I don't know about, I don't know about that. It's weird he hasn't noticed, but...
Which is weirder, you taking his money or he hasn't noticed?
Well, you say I'm taking his money. Yes, I am taking it out of the account, but I'm not touching it.
But you're taking it out of his account.
But I never would actually, touch it. It's sitting here. But, I don't know.
You're setting yourself up for trouble, but do what you want to, Shannon. I understand. But
yeah.
Your husband told you not to do it, right?
He was on the fence about it. He told me to do it. A lot of people told me just close the account and take all of it.
Oh.
But it was a lot of money, and I wasn't going to do that. I'm just taking enough to where, like I said, he can set up an apartment and not be homeless. Because that is, because he's not.
Why are you concerned if he's homeless or not? He is a grown man.
I don't know. My brother was babied and I wasn't, so maybe I saw some of that. And he's my only blood nephew, and I don't know. It's a tough situation for sure.
There's nothing tough about it.
I appreciate what you're saying,
But there's nothing tough about it. You have made the wrong decision, and you're wrong for taking this man money.
Well, I've been keeping my eye on it. I didn't take any more. But when it gets down to a certain, $5,000-$10,000, I have to. If he doesn't close it, which I'll give him a couple of days to close it, but if he doesn't close it, I will and just send him the check because my name is on it. So if he keeps bouncing checks the way that he is, it's going to start affecting me, because banks can blackball you for that.
No, it won't affect you. You're just on as a whatever, co-sign or whatever. But
yeah, I'm like a co-owner or whatever.
But right. you won't affect you what he's doing. But what I promise you, you will regret is that you're taking his money.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll see you on that end. Because I already took the 10, so what, I guess I'm going to see you on
why
that
Why not
one.
Put it back?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I still have that option.
Well, why not put it back?
Yeah, I do still have that option.
And why don't you put it back?
I might.
Why don't you put it back?
Yeah, I might. I mean,
why don't you put it back?
You gave me something to think about for sure. And now,
why the guy doesn't, a grown man, he got a woman now, why are you keeping your eyes on him at all?
Because she's robbing him left and right.
But that's what he want.
I know.
But why are you, he doesn't want anything to do with you. Why are you into his business?
Well, because he's living, his mother was a horrible narcissist, horrible. And she is just like her mother. She lived here for about a year. And, you know, I just, you know, I mean, you always talk about the beta men. He's so beta, it scares me.
But why don't you take your eyes off of his life and let him live the way he want to live, and
yeah,
you work on your life?
Yeah, I know.
Why don't you?
Well, I don't know. I guess I get, you know, I hate to say I get that from my mom, but she was just the supporter, and my dad told me let him crash.
Right, and your dad
says let him crash.
So why do you take your dad advice? That's the best and the right advice.
Yeah, I don't know, because, well, yeah, my dad can be kind of a not nice person.
But he's right about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you
going
to do when he accuse the boy, the man, the young man, accuse you of stealing his money? How are you going to deal with that?
Tell him it's right here. I'll send it right to
but,
you.
But what are you going to do when he accuses you of stealing his money from the bank?
I'll tell him I didn't steal it.
You are stealing it. You're taking it without his permission.
When I saw it drop 50 grand in 3 months, I told him to close it.
You're taking it. You're taking his money from his bank without his permission. That's stealing.
No, it's not.
It is.
My name's on it.
But it's still not your money.
Technically, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, when the bank looks at it, it is.
But when reality is not.
No, I understand. But he
cut you off for a reason. This is the reason.
Oh, no. He's
too involved in his life. He doesn't want you involved in his life.
Yeah, I know.
Why are you imposing yourself on him like this?
Because I don't want him to crash and burn. I don't know. Maybe I was part of making him. I wasn't that bad on making him the beta boy that he is.
Yeah, you were. And you're still doing it.
No, I was the one that pushed him. I was the one that made him start paying rent. I was the one that made him start paying bills.
Shannon, you're wrong for taking this man money.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, I still have the option to put it back, but I'm going to have him close the account if it goes too low.
Well,
because,
it's not your business. Why you got to have him close the account? That's his money. That's his account.
Oh, because my name's on it.
But take your name off then.
Well, that's it. I can't take my name off it. One of us.
Yes, you can. No, that's not true. You can take your name off.
No, I've asked the bank.
No.
Because I've asked.
You
can
take your name off there.
They told me the only way, well, there's two ways that you can take your name off. One is if one of you closes the account and puts it in a new account without the other one's name
Shannon,
on it.
Shannon,
or
Shannon, you
both sign
can take your
paper.
Name off that account. You're making excuses.
No, you both have to sign a piece of paper. And because he's in California and I'm in PA, we have to go into the place together.
No, you can mail it to him. Send it to him. He can sign and send it back.
Yeah, I mean, I've asked because
no,
I
you
didn't
haven't.
Want to see it. Oh, yes, I have. I didn't even want to see it. You know, because I knew what this girl was going to do. But
Shannon,
yeah,
you need to get out of this man's life and stay out of his business.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know. I told him there's
what?
No problem, and he's not on my will.
Shannon, you need to get out of this man's life, put his money back, and stay away and live your life. Let this man live the life he want to live.
I know. Maybe that's the problem.
problem.
He probably hates you. This is why he has no contact with you, because you're doing these kind of things.
Well, I don't know about all that. I had him since he was 15. And
you tried to let him go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've kind of done that.
No, you haven't.
He's been the toughest one. He's been the toughest one.
No, you're the tougher one. Leave that man alone. He has no contact with you.
Yeah. Well,
he's telling you, I don't want anything to do with you, Shannon. And you're taking the man money.
Yeah. Well, I'm not really taking it. I have it.
But you are taking it.
And I won't touch it.
You're taking it out of his bank account.
It's our bank account.
It's not yours.
That's what the bank said. That's what they told me. I don't know.
All right, Kenny. All right.
And, you know, I want to also say with all your, all the talk with, like, your racism and everything, I appreciate you standing up because my husband, he, like I said, he works in Baltimore. He takes care of commercial real estate. And he had one of his black guys come up to him. He'd been working for him for a couple of years. And this guy calls my husband. He's like, I just want to apologize to you. And my husband's like, well, you know, what did you do? You know, what's going on? And he said, no. He said, when I came up and I saw you, and my husband was labeled as the white devil since he's been a little kid, blonde hair, curly blue eyes, or curly blonde hair, and, you know, was a very handsome guy. And he was just always called the white devil. And he said, when I came up and I saw who was interviewing me, and I'm seeing this guy with the beard looking like a white devil, he said, I'm never getting this job. And he said, I got to be honest, you're the best boss I've ever had. And this is my husband. He was just like, I appreciate you saying something, you know, because I try to be good. It doesn't matter who you are. It's how you treat me is how I'm going to treat you.
Yeah, black people don't know, those blacks who think that way, they don't know they are their own problem. White people have nothing to do with it at all.
Yeah.
Not zero. Shannon, thank you. I appreciate it. Amazing
nice
call.
Nice to talk to you. You keep up the good work.
I will. Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Right now. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super
Chat. Cornerstone on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. Thanks for pointing the way to the Father.
Amazing. Salvation is about a return to the Father. Thank you.
Craig D., real courage? Sounds like a biblical question response.
What is courage?
Real courage is a man forgiving his mama so he can become a man of God instead of staying a weak, angry beta all his life, blaming everybody else. This is Craig D.
Thank you, Greg. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Wolfie Conservative, in 24 hours, we will be banned from social media for not getting the digital ID in Australia. We have to upload all personal information and biometric photos. Australian flag, I presume, emoji.
What a mess.
Crazy.
That's insane. Thank you.
Control
I wish
freaks.
You well in that. What a mess.
Caesar or Cesar, three coffees. Uncle Jesse, wouldn't it be a good idea if you released a pocketbook guide that goes in depth of what thoughts are? Why we need to watch them and the importance of the silent prayer, cool sunglasses emoji.
Good idea. Thank you. I'll look into that. I appreciate that. Right on.
Jeff from Ohio. Merry Christmas, Jesse and crew. We sent you a Christmas card this year. How you got it? Couldn't forget about my black grandpa. Thank you for helping me see the light of God.
That's Jeff from where?
Ohio.
Thank you, Jeff. I'll check it out and see. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Appreciate it.
Stephen from Rotterdam, the Netherlands. Three, biblical question answer.
What is courage?
Such a deep question, mind blown. Courage is not something you yourself do, but something that happens to you when you don't listen to the thoughts. When you think you got it, you don't. When you're aware, you just do what's in front of you, you got it, but you don't think about it. Thanks for the autographed Seven Steps book, best book ever after the Bible. Love y'all, three hearts, don't be a beta. Laughing with tears.
Amazing. Seven guaranteed step. It's amazing. The pocket guy, small pocket guy for men and women is very good. You do them, you can't fail. Go to rebuildingtheman.stores.
Rebuildingtheman.com/stores.
Or
jesseleepeterson.shop.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, too. Amazing.
Nikki, I don't know what it means to live my life. Help.
A good, honest answer. Believe me, That's the beginning of finding out what it is to live your own life. Thank you.
Pow Pow Paula says, I heart brown heart JLP.
Thank you. Amazing. I heart brown heart back.
Ever Blazer, regarding the 9 black women, if they got kicked out while they were eating, at the very least, they needed to be refunded. Wouldn't you agree?
Amazing. I don't know, because I don't know the situation. And when black people have situations concerning white people, and I don't know about this, but most of the time, they're not telling you the truth about the situation. So I don't know. So I don't know if they're telling the truth or not, so I can't make a decision. I'm neither for or against. Thank you.
Tabriga with a thank you pair sticker.
Thank you. Amazing.
Kimberlyn Q says thank you with the pair
thank
sticker.
Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Next phase, I'm healing. Healing heart emoji. By letting go of another false identity. Grateful to God. Thankful for Jesse.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you for your support.
Skip Laug says, I love JLP too.
Hey, I love you back. Thank you.
Pedro, not sure if I asked this one on Friday.
Ask!
What does it mean to confess to one another? I do remember asking it now.
Yeah. Admit that you're wrong for judging. I'm sorry for judging you. I'm wrong. That's it. That's all to it. Amazing.
Shout out to Games for Rat, Kid Combo 1, Aries 1, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the supporters there on the D-Live crew.
Shout out. Thank you, D-Live crew.
Shout out to my dad, Age of Inversion. Not my actual dad. This guy named my dad. And Age of Inversion and Pastor Chatelet and the rest of the supporters on the Rumble crew.
Shout out. Thank y'all.
And, of course, the supporters over there on YouTube, all three channels, Bond, The Fallen State, and Jesse Lee Peterson.
Shout out to the supporters. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. Oh, Priscilla wants to slap that lady. She doesn't ask. She says she wants to slap that lady who took 10 grand from her nephew. She is a thief.
I can't believe Shannon take that boy money. Amazing. But I wish Shannon well, but it's not going to turn out well. That's for sure. Thank you.
Eric, a woman's inability to be honest destroys everything she touches.
Yep. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Thank you. Amazing. We're out of time. The Hake Report is coming in, the American Anchor Baby. Check out Punchy TV, PUNCHIE. Get on that straight and narrow and stay there. You won't regret it if you do it and if you stay with it. Bye, y'all.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book. But it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem.